We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
43-37. Welcome in to the Toyota Locker Room Show. The Saints win over the Atlanta Falcons in overtime. Those Dirty Birds go down. It was a wild and crazy game. I think 9 or 10 lead changes in all. We'll go over some of the numbers, but first we're going to go out to Deuce McAllister standing by at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The expert take from Deuce is brought to you by Assurance Financial, home loan expert. Deuce, you take a win any way you can get it. You said it last week. Again, this week it's a big win for the Saints on the road away from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and an overtime win at that. So you certainly take it in the division.
Christian, you'll definitely take a win any way you can get it. I think the thing, if you're the Saints, you know that you can play better. I mean, there were numerous mistakes, things that you have to be able to clean up. You can't continue to expect, you know, plays to happen and develop the way they did. But, man, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm definitely going to enjoy it. And, you know, they'll get an opportunity to go back in and see some of the things that they can correct and clean up. I thought the run defense was really, really outstanding. The defensive line, they harassed and they got after Matt Ryan all day. Cam Jordan came up with numerous sacks. You get Davenport's his first sack of the year. And so, you know, run game, I thought, you know, running the football as well, they did a really nice job. It's just – Things in the secondary, they have to be able to clean up, you know, and figure out what they're going to do with the corner opposite of Marshon Lattimore.
Is that skill or is that technique or is it missed assignments? What's going on in the secondary?
You've got some confidence issue. You have some, you know, I think it's lack of confidence, you know, as far as those guys are concerned. And, you know, they tried to go with PJ, and he couldn't get it done. They brought Carly in, and, you know, obviously we know Julio Jones is an elite talent. You know, he was able to get up top there. You know, when they needed to make a play, they were able to make it, but just too many times that, you know, hey, look, you know, we got to come up with a big play and not able to do it. So maybe it takes some reshuffling there. I don't know, but, you know, we're going to enjoy this win, though. I do know that.
Yeah, certainly for sure. 43-37, the Saints win in overtime over the Atlanta Falcons. You take a win over the Dirty Birds any way you can get it. What'd you think of Drew Brees' day today?
It was phenomenal. I mean, even the first half, he was 243 in the first half alone, and then to be able to close it out and, you know, both times running the football, it was open. Now, they were able to close on him, but he uses a vintage spin move to be able to spin back and get in the end zone and there at the end to go over the top. Hey, look, man, we've been seeing that. You know, you go back to the Miami Super Bowl year, he goes over the top to win that game. We've seen him do that numerous times, and you see Sean kind of tell the side judge and the middle judge, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. All the ball has to do is clear it, but he was clearly in, and so we'll take it.
Obviously,
all right, we're going to send it down to Saints head coach Sean Payton. And welcome back. We'll send it back out to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst Deuce McAllister. Deuce, injury report, Patrick Robinson left the ball game on the cart.
Yeah, this Saints post-game injury report is brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. It was left ankle for Patrick Robinson. They believe it may be possibly a high ankle sprain. Those deals are 3 to 4 weeks if that's what it actually is. He was able to flex it a little bit, didn't put any pressure on, carted off the field. No other Saint player really got banged up. Had a couple of them. Von Bell came over to the sideline, got his finger looked at, but he came back into the game. But no other player really left with injury in this game. The Saints post-game injury report was brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game.
Deuce, have a safe flight home, all right?
No problem. Thank you, brother.
All right, you bet. The Saints MVP brought to you by Oakland Heart Jewelers. You bring the love, we'll bring the passion. This is a hard one to discern in terms of who you would pick for the Saints MVP, but I'm going with old reliable number 9, Drew Brees. 39 of 49 in the air, 396, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a quarterback rating of 120.7. Oh, by the way, chipped in with 2 rushing touchdowns. How about that spin move? He was a part of 5 touchdowns today for the New Orleans Saints and their 43-37 victory over the Atlanta Falcons in overtime. We'll continue here on the Toyota Locker Room Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.